up Whitlow, rolling right on a keeper, up across the 15, cuts left to the 20, on the roof at the 30, headed to the near sideline, one man to beat, makes the move at midfield, coming to the near side at the 30, he's at the 20, he's at the 10, 5, touchdown Kentucky!
And with that, we come in live for another episode of Believe in Kentucky. My name is Vinny Hardy, flying solo this evening. Aaron Gershon, of course, as y'all know, covers the Cats for the Cats Paws. He is on site at the PMAC as Kentucky gets set to play LSU at 9 o'clock. So AG is down there. If you follow him on Twitter, you saw him get a nice little video of Damian Collins catching up with Chin Coleman, of course, the former Cat, Damian Collins. So catching up before the game. And we all remember him transferring to be back closer to home, being from Texas area. There in Baton Rouge is closer due to all of the, you know, sad circumstances that took place while he was here with the passing of his father, just to get back closer to home, get back closer to family. I said it on here at the time. Look, I was 43 when my father passed away. I can't imagine being 19 or 20 years old in Lexington away from home for college. You know, your dad is here to help you and fixing to move up here and try to get your career started and to have that happen tragically. So good to see the Cats, you know, Chin and the rest of the fellas, no doubt will holler at Damian before the game. You saw the LSU program. Fittingly, Damian is on the cover of that with Kentucky being in town. So, you know, he hasn't been able to play. He's been out and hurt. LSU with a lot of injuries and things of that nature. Still good to see them put him on the cover with Kentucky coming to town. It's going to be a sellout crowd. And Kentucky needs to do the opposite of what Mark Stoops says. After a football loss, you know, you don't want one to become two. Well, we just saw a great road win at Auburn, and Kentucky wants to let one become two. I'm talking about a road win over the Tigers. We saw them go to Auburn and win. Let's keep this going in Baton Rouge and beat the LSU Tigers as well. We talked last week about, you know, defense need to knuckle up. We had Justin Rowland on here. Jalen said the same thing. Jalen Whitlow, former UK quarterback, is not on here with us as well, as you can see. Hope to get our full crew back next week. But, you know, Jalen talked about, you know, got to knuckle up, got to play some defense. And the past two games, what a dramatic difference. We've seen Kentucky allowing 61 points a game. You hold Ole Miss to 63, then you hold Auburn to 59. You did Auburn in Neville Arena the same way Tennessee did Kentucky in Rupp Arena. You just went in there and went wire to wire on them. They were just ready to explode, ready to go crazy. Look, y'all know Aaron. He's at all the games. He was in the arena, no doubt. His perspective was even better than what we saw on TV. But every time Auburn would try to get close, Kentucky would shut them up. Reeves with clutch buckets, clutch stops, whatever they needed, it was very timely. And once again, when you don't have to score 90, 97 points to get a win, you hold a team to 59 in a place where they haven't lost much at all. You hold them to 59, you have a lot more room for error, and you're still getting 70 points yourself. A great win. Physicality, DJ Wagner going over all the screens, harassing their ball handlers. You heard Bruce Pearl say it. You know, Kentucky disrupted us, couldn't get into what they wanted to do. A lot of that was DJ Wagner. You saw Dew being physical. Glad to see that his back is healthy. And he provided a lot of muscle, a lot of we're not backing down. You know, the monster dunks, the oops, you know, the physical and ones, just being aggressive and punching first. That's how you get up 11-2 instead of being down 5-0, 7-0, 10-3, like we've seen in a lot of games where Kentucky's having to call a timeout, where Kentucky's trying to dig out of a hole. They gotten in a, you know, 12-3 hole at Auburn. It would have been a lot harder to win. But you punch them and you're up 11-2. The crowd that was raucous for game day and been waiting all day and camping out, then they get in there and have nothing to cheer about. the whole different situation when you take the fight to them and take the air out of the arena. Got to tell you about our autograph app. We've partnered up with them for a while. You've heard us talk about it the past few episodes. Autograph app where you as fans can get rewarded for doing what you do anyway. You want to get rewarded for listening to our show? We definitely appreciate y'all listening. But the team at Autograph, co-founded by Tom Brady, is redefining the fan experience by letting users earn points for the acts of fandom they take every day, like listening to this show. The Autograph Fandom app gives you access to all your favorite Kentucky content in one place and offers rewards like tickets, exclusive merchandise, and more. You're already listening to our show, but now you can earn points and get rewarded for it. Head over to the Apple App Store and search for Autograph Fandom Rewarded and download it for free today using referral code Believe Kentucky, B-L-E-A-V Kentucky, all together. The link and the code will also be in this podcast description. So check out the Autograph app. They got a lot of stuff lined up. You know, you get in there with a bunch of other Kentucky fans. Every article you read, every podcast you listen to, you get points. There's a leaderboard with all the UK fans in there for who's consuming the most content, and got a chance for tickets. They got a March Madness contest that's going to be really sweet. You want to get in there based on how you can refer other people to the app. That will be the way they determine the winner. So lots of ways to get points and get swag. The Autograph app, definitely need to be checking that out. We got about 40 minutes before the game. So looking forward to seeing Kentucky keep it going. Like we said, look, LSU is like 13-12. You know, it's been a struggle for them. And this is one of those games. Beat them like you're supposed to. Just go in there and be better than them. We saw Kentucky go take it to Auburn. Didn't have a full roster with Trey Mitchell being out. Not going to have Trey again. But still, got enough depth, got enough weapons, got enough horses to go in there and take care of business. And, you know, as we know, it'll be sold out. They'll be fired up. It'll be a big win for them if they can get it. But just go in there and, you know, keep doing what you just did on the road. Don't be looking ahead to Alabama on Saturday. Handle this business here in Baton Rouge. Then get ready for Nate Oates and the fellas this coming weekend. As far as the other sports, too, look, it's basketball. We're rolling towards March Madness, but you know, we had Coach Lawson on here, the softball team. They're doing well, off to a strong start, to a 6-2 start. Went out west, got some nice wins, went down to Florida, got some nice wins, had a couple games canceled, but, you know, 6-2, off to a really nice start. So when there's no basketball games, take a peek at what's going on with softball. UK baseball, off to a 4-0 start. We saw the wins over South Carolina Upstate. The home opener yesterday, Kentucky Proud Park. Moorhead State comes into town, and it's just one of those games. And look, we're going to have some Kentucky players and maybe some members of the coaching staff on in upcoming episodes. Y'all be sure to check those out as well. But it was one of those games where seemingly nothing was going right. Everything Murray was doing was working, being aggressive on the base pass, putting pressure on Kentucky's defense, stealing bases, and, you know, errant throws leading them to take extra bases and get runs. Everything Kentucky was trying to do aggressively was kind of backfiring. They had a fly ball out to right field, and there was a, you know, fly ball, throw them out, double play at the plate. They reviewed it. It gets upheld. So that ended a Kentucky rally. You know, they were down 3-1, trying to get back into the game earlier than they did, and that stifled a would-be rally. Before that, Kentucky had the bases loaded, no outs, whenever we get any runs. So just one of those things. I was like, we can't get it going. They hung in it, kept going. They were down 5-2 and end up rallying and getting 7 runs and winning 9-5 in a game where it just took them a long time to get it going. But they win the home opener. They win the midweek game against Murray State, headed down to Round Rock, Texas, to play in a tournament here the next couple of days. So, you know, keep an eye on the baseball and the softball. We got tennis going, golf is going on, rifles in the postseason. So, you know, all the sports across the board, you know, doing big things. So a fun-filled spring when there's not basketball, which, of course, is going to dominate right now, but there's lots of other stuff to check out as well. For the football fans, Kroger Field is getting some renovations to the lighting system and the ribbon board. So when you come in there for the spring game and then for the games in the fall, that'll be something to check out as well. Flipping back to the basketball, we, of course, puffed our chest out because, you know, seven cats made it to the All-Star game. We're part of All-Star weekend. We saw a La Familia pitcher, you know, AD and Booker and Maxie. And as I said, Booker already. AD, Maxie, Booker. Julius Randle was not there due to him being injured. But you had seven cats. The SEC tweeted out, you know, eight when you put Edwards in there, but seven of them were from Kentucky. So most by any conference. Well, Kentucky did all the heavy lifting there. The All-Star game itself, though, and look, I was one that I love the All-Star game. And even when it got less and less competitive, I would still defend it and be like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll try to justify it. But it was, you know, 211 to 186, 397 points. That is, they got to, you know, the guys got to at least play a little bit. You can't just go out here and just dunk after dunk after dunk after layup after layup after layup. It sounds like I'm, you know, get off my lawn guy, but you flash back to the 90s, the early 2000s. You know, it wasn't like game seven, just, you know, life or death, but it still had that good pickup game. Hey, we out here hooping, we balling, not just running up doing layups and dunks. They interviewed Jason Tatum, and I'm not just saying this because he went to Duke, but Jason Tatum was talking, and he said, I got to meet Larry Bird for the first time, and I'm juiced up about it. I'm ready to put on the show for the fans. And imagine, you know, Larry Bird sitting there watching this All-Star game. Oscar Robertson watching this All-Star game. The late, great Kobe Bryant, who's passed away in 2020, but there was an interview that he did in 2019, and he was saying, look, the guys play pickup games at UCLA harder. They play harder in those games than they play in the All-Star game. And Kobe didn't play 70 years ago. Kobe was playing, you know, just 4 or 5 years ago, 6, 7 years ago. And he's saying this about the All-Star game. Now, LeBron gets a lot of blame and gets a lot of flack, and there's the whole, you know, LeBron, Jordan, who's greater and all that kind of stuff. But to me, he has to bear some of the blame for this, because I just mentioned Kobe. Kobe was going at Jordan in the All-Star game. Allen Iverson led the East in that great comeback in the All-Star game. These guys are just a generation before LeBron. They're still playing hard in the All-Star game where it's watchable. You know, LeBron never did do the dunk contest. And now a lot of the big name guys, you know, dunk contest being less than stellar is a whole nother thing. But from Kobe wanting to play and go at it to now LeBron and all these guys aren't taking it serious, Giannis and these guys, Luka, nobody playing defense, nobody even attempting to make it compelling. And so that just kills the All-Star game. You know, the Pro Bowl was trash to me a long time ago. You know, MLB All-Star game was always cool. But the NBA All-Star game was my favorite, and that was just, it's just a hot mess now if that's how it's going to be. This in-season tournament, which I think is still dumb, and, you know, but they played hard. The Lakers won it. You know, they had to hang a banner. They hung a banner. They beat the Pacers in the finals of that tournament, and they played hard. So if we can at least have half of the energy for the All-Star game that they had in the in-season tournament, it'd be at least watchable. It's got to do better than 211 to 186. I'm not saying it has to be 81 to 80, but 211 to 186, man, that's can't be doing that. Let's see. So we hit the All-Star game too. I had another thought. Oh yeah. Speaking of basketball, you know, in the summertime, we'll have a little basketball to look forward to. You know, we had Toronto this past year. But the basketball tournament, July 19th through the 24th, sometimes you see the tournament where the winner gets $1 million. All these, you know, alumni, former teams, you'll see Seton Hall, Michigan State, you know, Marquette, whoever is in that tournament. Now it will have Kentucky representation. The La Familia squad, Eric Bledsoe is going to be on there. Kentucky will be represented. They'll be playing some games at Rupp Arena. So when we're in that stretch where, you know, it's nothing but baseball on, nothing but NASCAR, nothing but golf, and we just can't wait for football to start. You know, it happens every summer. You know, there'll be about 5 days of TBT, the basketball tournament action, where you can watch the Cats out there against all these other schools, you know, Eric Bledsoe and the fellas. Of course, we'll be hoping that they go all the way and make a deep run in that tournament. So something to look forward to. It'll be that time before we know it, because it's already rolling up on March. And that little stretch in July, you know, you had SEC Media Days, waiting for fall camp to start. You know, that stretch where we're always, you know, itching for sports to get back cranked up. And that'll be something nice to see with Kentucky in there. I think we covered everything. We got the game coming up here in a few minutes. Want to get a quick episode in, though. Want to see the Cats go 2 in a row on the road and then bring that back home. You know, so we saw some struggles there at home. But might click. Might finally start to click. You know, defensively, we've seen dramatic improvement. We talked about hearing about the focus being on the defense the remainder of the season. The offense is there. The explosion is there. Antonio Reeves will consistently do what he does. You know, Dillingham's explosive. Instant offense. Reed Shepard, instant offense, plus flirting with the steals record. So offensive firepower is there. Just got to bring up the defense to be a more complete team. And, you know, that might be what we're doing. We get a win at LSU. And then Alabama, you know, finish the season strong and get ready to make a run in March, which hasn't happened in a while when everybody is ready to see take place as well. So, nice little pregame episode. Appreciate y'all hopping on. Enjoy the game. Might hop back on after the game and do another one. We'll see what happens. But, you know, y'all had to hear me ramble solo. I know y'all want to hear Aaron and Jalen and our guests going forward. But appreciate everybody taking the time to check out the episode. Everybody enjoy the game tonight. It's been another episode of Believe in Kentucky on the Believe Podcast Network. Get it where you get all your podcasts. And check out our merch, too. Get you a Cat Daddy shirt. Go to shop.believe.com and pick up one of those. And jump back in here and holler at us as we do another episode next week. Take care. We've been live on all the platforms. And we'll wrap it up now and holler at everybody, possibly tonight. If we do it tonight, I'll tweet it out and let you know. But we definitely do it every week as well. So for this episode now, there's Vinny Hardy. I'll say peace out and watch this ball game. We'll holler at y'all next time. Everybody take care. Peace out.